We got Catherine Lana with us, writes for Suffolk Magazine, journalist, is a real book fan, has her website moreaboutbooks.com, and she sort of hosts our book group on an afternoon. So we call it Leslie's Readers. So we've told you what we were reading. We've talked about what you've got to read next time around, or not got to, but you might want to, before the coffee gets cold, is the book. So it'll be interesting to see what you think about that. But now some ideas. I mean, this, I don't know how you pick them out. I guess you just look and see which were your favourites. So these are ideas for books to buy for Christmas.
That's right, yes. And there is a tremendous selection this year. So do go into your local bookshop and have a look.
I'll never come out again if I do that.
Yeah, because there are some fantastic ones. But the ones I've picked out, I've chosen a few non-fiction books to start with, because I think they are so well written these days, which is just so easy to read and very very personal and almost like a novel because of the way they make you turn the pages. So the first one that I've chosen is called Homesick: Why I Live in a Shed by Katrina Davis. And she actually came to Felixstowe Book Festival in the summer, which is how I found out about this book. But she comes from Bristol and the West Country. So she was living in Bristol, found that the housing situation was so expensive that she couldn't feasibly find anywhere decent to live and pursue her career, which was writing and playing and writing music. And in the end, she just found it so demoralising that she decided to go back to her home area. She didn't have home people that she could live with, but she went back to home, which was Cornwall, and the only place she could live was a shed on a crossroads. It was it used to be used as an office for a business, and she tried to make it into a home. And it sounds quite a strange thing to do, but she did pursue it. She kept at it, and it's all about how she lived alongside nature. She coped with rats and mice in her cereal. She coped with no electricity, and it also talks about how difficult it is to find good housing and also to find a living where you actually want to follow your dreams but to earn enough to be able to exist. So it's all about contentment and simplicity.
It must be somewhere in there as well, that the sort of the trappings that we get ourselves involved in, because yeah. In some ways you need to strip stuff back, and in fact there are lots of things we don't necessarily need. It's what you need, yes. Or what you don't necessarily need, isn't it?
Exactly, and it's really inspiring for that. When I read it, it was in the summer and I wanted to go outside and live in a tent type thing, because it just felt as though you wanted to commune more with nature, yeah. And just get rid of
more
all
in
the bits. Yes.
So
yes.
I liked our camper van, because you smelt the grass while you were, yes. Still in your camper van. You don't do that, do you?
No.
My Penguin Year, so Lindsay McRae is
the next,
one. Book.
Yes, which we've both met Lindsay. He's been on the programme here, and he came to Woodbridge to talk about his year filming Emperor Penguins for the BBC in 2018, I think, or 17. And this is such a wonderful book. It's got beautiful illustrations in it. It's about his experience as well as telling us a little bit more about the penguins. But it's about leaving home, being completely isolated with strangers and with the penguins in a very cold climate, and not being able to escape because you're there and you can't get away once you're there.
It is a brilliant book, and he was fascinating. So
it's amazing.
Anyone who's into their nature would love that as well.
And another book which I haven't read but I ought to mention, because it's been a surprise bestseller and I'm sure everybody knows about it, it's called Lady in Waiting by Lady Anne Glenconner. And she was the lady-in-waiting to Princess Margaret. So this is her memoir of being alongside Princess Margaret, so giving us a different take of that individual and the royalty, but also about Lady Anne Glenconner's, her own story, her own lots of tragedy in her life, but also some rather funny and shocking revelations about things that she experienced, and also the courage and resilience that she shows. So it's quite a... quite an inspiring book, I think, and it's a bestseller.
Insight as well.
Yes.
So as you and I knew, we're going to run out of time, but if you sort of zip through some without, yes. Giving us too much information.
Okay, so we've got a humorous book, which is called Invisible Jumpers. It's been produced by Joseph Ford, who's got links to Suffolk. He used to be in Suffolk, but now lives on the South Coast. And he commissioned somebody to knit jumpers for him, which he then places on an individual and then puts the individual in a setting and contrives it so that the individual sort of blends into their setting because
it's
of the
great.
Jumper they're wearing.
So the cover, is it him? It's a man
no,
with a big beard, I have to say. It's a chap with tattoos as well. He's wearing this lovely red jumper, but it matches all the seats on the train that,
yes.
He's sitting on as well. And he's doing some knitting in the background. It's the look. Well, it's very funny. How clever.
So it's a bit different, that one.
Very different. That's a real, just a this is one you were just dipping out of, that,
yes.
Sort of book, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So great for
I might say, if I can catch a word with him. Joseph Ford, then, Invisible Jumpers.
Local book, Life on the Deben.
Brilliant.
DVD
we spoke about
last
that, yeah.
year. Yeah. And so there's a lovely book now, lots of pictures. Lots of children's books. Potkin and Stubbs, which was Sophie Green, who's...
she's a librarian, isn't she?
She is, Suffolk Libraries. And also Anna Farger, who wrote The Umbrella Mouse. She's also from Suffolk. And she was inspired by her grandfather's experience in the Second World War and also the French Resistance and the contribution animals made in the war effort. And so she's created... a mouse called Pip, who is involved in the resistance in the Second World War.
Brilliant. And I guess we can look at your website and find out about... Have you got a list of fiction?
Yes, but so much fiction.
Give us just the titles and then we can read more on your website.
Stanley and Elsie by Nicola Repson, one of my favourites
this
year.
Highly recommended, yes.
Based on Stanley Spencer's life. Grandmothers by Sally Vickers, which is quite a charming tale about three grandmothers and how they face the difficulties of life, but it's quite uplifting. And another gothic novel, Once Upon a River by Diane Setterfield, set along the River Thames, and a mysterious child is rescued off the water. Who does she belong to? And Olive Again by Elizabeth Strout, the follow-up to Olive Kittredge, which was wonderful. So it's worth a try to read that one as well.
Okay, have a look at but it's not there yet, is it? Give it a couple of days and then have a look as well. But I mean, there's loads of reading if you look at Catherine's website, moreaboutbooks.com, moreaboutbooks.com. Have you got a book? I mean, do you have books on your list that you want to be given? Or because, I mean, you get books automatically, don't you? So no one can buy you a book, I can imagine.
No, but sometimes people do rise to the challenge and go for something unusual. And very often it tends to be non-fiction. So I had one last year, it's called Hello World, which was all about algorithms and how they determine things that happen to us in the world today. So technology and its influence on us, and particularly how it's designed by men largely. So women don't always figure in the way things work out in algorithms.
And was that an all right?
It was actually very good. I had to read it quite slowly, but it's very readable, surprisingly. I do recommend it.
Oh, so loads of ideas. Catherine, as always, thank you very much. I know it's really early, but have a lovely Christmas.
Yes, you too. Happy
and I'll
Christmas.
See you in 2020. Goodness. I can't believe that. Have a look at our website, moreaboutbooks.com, and the book we're going to read through and chat about then in January before the coffee gets cold.